When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
A hot Tuesday afternoon. No better place to spend it than right here on the grid with Moneyline. 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh, and we are ready to rock and roll. Things are busting loose, as we like to say, Kevin. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, news coming up here. We have a full Major League Baseball card tonight, which we'll have some fun going over that as well. News obviously hitting the scene yesterday, talking about Kevin Durant saying, either them or it's me, and the owner going, well, it must be you, but let's see if we can work this out. So an action-packed show ready to go.
100%. Oh, and if that's not enough for you, Serena Williams is evolving away from tennis.
Yes, I mean, that's what I'm sure I should have actually led with that. That was the news I was waiting for here. Now, what does she actually play again?
Now, here is the thing, though, with this show or Donnie and I. Serena comes out and says, I don't like the word retirement. I'm evolving away from tennis.
Oh, come on. She didn't say it. That wasn't said, was it? Oh, so this is right up your take here in tennis already.
You didn't see this.
Oh, I didn't read it? No, sorry. Yeah.
Oh. I didn't go pillar to post on the back and front end on the article here. I just saw the quote pulled. But there's two things that are problematic here, okay? And the first is the one that Donnie alludes to. I mean, why can nobody in the tennis world get the concept of retirement right, Donnie?
Man.
I mean, why does it completely befuddle everybody here?
If you say, like, the real world retirement, like, you can never come back and play tennis, even, like, at a leisurely pace. Like, you can't say that. So what is the word? What's the terminology we're using here for Serena?
She said that she is evolving away from tennis, which is – but here is the thing. Remember when Brady said, I'm no longer making the commitment to compete, instead of just saying he was retiring from the NFL? I can't tell if Serena is trying to leave the door open or if she's trying to be like, people retire when they no longer work. I'm going to work a bunch, just no longer in the tennis field.
Yeah. Which, I mean, you want to talk about her retiring. First of all, the amount of money she's made in her career while playing, the amount of money she's going to make in her non-career not playing is going to be astronomical. It's okay to say, you know what? I'm at the end of the road. I played way more tennis than anybody ever thought I would. I'm the best of all time. I'm going to retire. I want to have a nice little party going out in New York. And, hey, maybe I win a tennis match or two and extend this thing and have some fun. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with using words like this? Come on.
I don't know. It's some of these athletes, like, they don't like the word retirement. They view it as an ugly word. And I know people, should we really be making the lead aspect of Serena's retirement, her use or lack thereof of the word retirement? Probably not. But it's what caught my attention above all else. Nevertheless, Serena retiring is a blow to the game. She's obviously not at the peak of her powers, but she is still the headline grabber. I would say that she's probably, relative to the landscape, Tiger adjacent, right?
Yeah. No, it's as big as it gets. And I guess if there was a LIV tennis tour, Serena would be getting a few hundred million to go play on that LIV tennis tour, or maybe she could turn that down. So, yes, yeah. Similarities in a lot of ways. Yeah, what's Tiger going to say? Is Tiger going to say, like, you know what, I'm not retiring. I'm just going to evolve my golf game and do some other things. Like, what does Tiger do post-golf? Because he doesn't seem like a guy that would be in the booth, like, sitting next to Jim Nance, does he? He just doesn't seem like that guy. Now, granted, he doesn't have to work for a living once he's done, but a lot of people like to stay in the game in some way, shape, or form.
What's so odd to me, I have become more and more fascinated by the sport as time grows on. It is, you know, you go down a lot of your wrestling YouTube rabbit holes.
Yes.
Like, I'm deep into the golf game on YouTube, but how do you even retire from golf, which is meant to be played up until you're what?
Yes.
70?
It's
like,
a retirement.
How do you even retire?
Sport. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And there's also a next tour for you, the Champions Tour. So when you're like 55 and you can't compete anymore, you can still go there and play to like 75 years old.
Now, let me ask you this. He goes to the Champions Tour. I guess that's the senior tour. You know where I'm going with this.
Uh-huh.
Like, do we all of a sudden get odds, television deals? Like, does that become more important than the PGA Tour, Tiger's championship-like quest?
Yeah, but it feels like Tiger would never go to that tour. He'd rather shoot, like, a 78 and play the Masters at, like, 80 years old than go to the Champions Tour. Yes, because Tiger's only goal in life is, like, winning a final major. So I don't think he would even waste time anywhere else because he could play so much more. Now, right now, obviously being injured, he's not going to. Mm-hmm. But Tiger Woods was always of the, for the last 20 years, let me maximize. I have so much money, I'll need to grind every week. I'm going to systematically choose where I want to play. And certainly, you have to win golf tournaments. And he did, right? He didn't just go out there and say, let me play 30 golf tournaments a year, win one, and I'm okay with that. The guy would play like 15 tournaments and win like five of them, including two majors. So he was picking and choosing where he was. He doesn't seem like the guy that's like, you know what, let me go out and grind on the Champions Tour in Des Moines this weekend.
Yeah, I guess not, but boy, would it be funny. He walks into one of these senior tours. What do you have to shoot, like par to like win the weekend? And I mean, just like enters the week as like a plus. I mean, honestly, like it's just him and a bunch of guys that are like 60. I mean, they're booking him at like minus 130, and you got people texting you. Lock of the week. And you got to be fading that left, right.
Yeah. Hey, man, straight up, I got Bernard Longer taking down Tiger today. What do you say? What odds are you giving me? By the way, I did take a shot at the Big Ten Conference today and was promptly followed by the Big Ten Chief of Staff Strategy and Operations on Twitter. So maybe is there a feud going here? I hope not. Come on back and find out what this feud is even about.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm Alfred D'Elia. At home, they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
That is a great one. Like that last one right there, because you know what it stems from, too. This wasn't just, hey, pick out a random home run call. That was one of the better home run calls around here. That if you are on Twitter, you know exactly what it is.
Oh,
hey, guys, sorry, I got to, you know, I did some bad things in my life, and there's a 4-0 lead here. Castellanos on a home run. So,
and a deep drive to Castellanos. You know, he has two of those in his career.
He does. Like, he's the guy. Does anybody ask him about that, too? Because he's a pretty surly dude in, like, post-game press. Are they, what do you think about you knocking these bombs out of here when people are trying to apologize and losing their job?
Sure.
Be a pretty good one here. He's going to go down for a 30-for-30 in that round. By the way, I did tease before the break here. Big Ten, trying to go after, like, $2 billion of a secondary deal that I saw, which shows you how far and insane it is for college football, just like that driving force behind all of that money and why everybody's lining up with football. There's a reason for that. So let's just say they were headed for $300 million or so a year as the secondary package for ESPN programming. So I promptly fired a tweet. Like, oh, man, ESPN declined this? Now I can't take a nap at noon when Northwestern's playing on the ESPN. I get a little chuckles out of it. Promptly followed by Adam Newman with a check mark here, Big Ten Chief of Staff Strategy and Operations. Any any like similarities between why that follow would happen now and me taking a shot at Northwestern?
Well, I'm trying to find this guy's account here, but it's not Adam Newman, N-E-W-M-A-N?
N-E-U-M-A-N. Adam J. Newman is his Twitter account, at sure. Adam J. Newman.
Now,
it's Ben. I assume Ben's following this guy. You know what I mean?
I mean, that goes without saying, but I think there might be some bamboozlement going on here, to be honest with you. I think there's some bamboozlement going down because some of the descriptions you were giving out was sounding quite familiar. I mean,
but he's got a check mark, though.
You know, here's why I bring it up. Because I think I was once followed by Adam J. Newman. And I went to his account, and I'm following him.
Yeah.
He's no longer following me.
One of those hit and runs?
How about that? So I, Donnie,
but see, yeah,
I
by
would
the
say
way,
on my behalf, I would not follow him back.
No, that's okay, because I am if you hit and run me like that, I follow up within like 2 to 3 days when I'm bored, clicking on that button that says who follows who, and if you don't follow me, you are out. You are out of the club. Like, I'm not one of those guys that plays that game where, all right, let's follow, and then say at the end of the year, like, I haven't checked. And be like, and look at this guy. I followed him, and he dropped me? Yeah, no, I don't play that game. You're out.
I just splashed the unfollow button back. So,
oh.
You know what? Had to be
when
done.
Was this done? But when was this done, though?
When, I don't know. The follow came in, I think, a while ago. But I just remember, like, it came across my timeline, like some Big Ten guy. And I was like, huh, how about that? Like,
now, see, you know.
Give it a week.
No, but hold on. Give me the here's the theory behind it then here and that. Maybe he was like, you know what? Maybe we're looking at K-Dub here as like an ambassador towards the Big Ten. And like, man, I listened to this guy for a couple months. He unfollow. Let me try his partner over there, see if he's any better. I'm thinking it went that way.
Now, do you think I would be associated with Big Ten slander or more so he's just – wasn't pleased with the takes. He's like, this isn't a movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, or maybe he's like, I mean, the guy's got a mustache. That's not Big Ten. Like, people in the Big Ten have mustaches.
Now, what's the hate? First of all,
I can't believe it's still on air at this point now. I can't.
Why?
I think it's you're just testing somebody over there at this point.
No, I think I look nice.
Like, when you ask behind the scenes, like, how's this look on air? You get one of those?
A lot of compliments from the people I ask.
Yeah.
But now, aren't you one of those guys that if you like let it slip for a week, you have like a full beard?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, like I shave every single day because at the end of the day, it looks like I have a full beard. I shave as 7 days a week. Yes, I do.
And you know what's even crazy? You had a beard going.
It's been a while. Now here's the thing too. Like I've had goatees in my life.
Okay.
But I itch way too much. Like, because I remember, even when I'm, again, being a crazy Eagles fan, right? Or, you know, hey, look at this. You know, me and the boys, 25 years old, heading down to the game. Yo, we're going to get in the playoffs. Let's grow the beard. Like, don't shave until, like, we lose or something like that. And I'd get a week in, and I want to tear my skin off because I can't take the itching from the beard.
So, now, do you have any photos of you in the facial hair or what, though?
I probably do, yeah. Now, I don't think, not modern day, like somebody took me on a cell phone. It's been a long, long time since I had, you know, face hair. Like, I might do, like, you know, if I wasn't on camera for, like, 3 or 4 days, I would do, like, a mini goatee at times just because, hey, I don't feel like shaving today. But I shave 7 days a week. You will not catch me outside of my house or on camera without being shaved.
What do we got it? So, like, if you're off, say, Saturday, Sunday, like, you're not letting it rock? You're like,
every once in a while, like, on a Saturday, like, let's just say I'm not, and, like, I woke up late or I'm tired or, hey, do you want to go out and grab something, eat real quick? I won't shave at that point here. But there's no, like, you know, if I have something to do, hey, I'm rushed a little bit here. All right, I forget to shave. And I never forget to shave, ever.
Now, how does the missus feel about that? Wants the clean shaven right side?
Yeah, she likes the clean shaven one, yeah. Like, and again, my wife doesn't listen to any of these shows. So, like, way back in the day, like, some girls would like the facial hair. Some don't. So, I mean.
Sure.
And see, but I never. Oh, by the way, come on now. See, here's a good one. Now we get down these paths. Like we're supposed to be talking sports, but sometimes I like to get myself in a little bit of trouble. Now a couple weeks ago, you know me, I was all excited. Hey, you know what, man? I ended up at a barbershop today. Been a long time since I strolled into a real barbershop and got a nice little fade and a cut. So I got that fade and cut, and I'm walking out of there. I mean, I feel good. Like this is clean. Like it's tight. I go home, and it was like, You want to go back and get your money back at this point? I'm like, whoa, like, why? You look ridiculous, which, again, I didn't look ridiculous, but when the wife gets a hit of, like, sure. Hey, look at this, or what do you think, you're 21 again? But I feel like I'm 21, and I got yelled at for getting a nice tight fade, so then I had to go back to the other establishments, which do a fine job and give me a haircut. But I was planning this for, like, you know what, I got some time on a Wednesday, let me set this appointment.
You got to get buzzed
into the building. See, I had to, because I was getting yelled at that point, right? Look, you don't understand this yet. You'll start abandoning ship, like, you know, sometime in the future when you're like, hey, you know what? I don't feel like waking up early anymore. I want to switch this around. You know, and somebody's like, yeah, you switch that around. You're switching a lot more around in your life. You're like, you know what? Maybe I'll stick to the plan here.
No, I tell you, I'm more familiar probably than you would imagine at my age with accommodations and whatnot. See, this is kind of where sometimes, like, the imagination runs wild here. Mm-hmm. I almost never envision you accommodating. Like, I feel like
I usually don't, though. Yes,
like,
I usually don't.
The haircut looks bad, and you keep getting it, like, twice a day.
On purpose, like, and get it shorter. Yeah.
Yes.
Say that's just the way it is. Yeah, correct.
It's the tightest
I'm the type that, like, you know, you get into, like, a mini spat or an argument. I always have to have the last, you know, I'm a needler, so I have to have, the last word in, and I'll have to, like, yeah, so, you know, stop this or that. And I'll just have that last comment, like, be quiet down there. Don't you say that again. Hey, be quiet down there. Like, real, like, level. I mean, it just sets the house going, man. You ain't never seen that before.
I tell you, the one thing that I'm not as experienced with is those trip wires. Like, you're intentionally walking into them.
Yes, correct.
Like, I'll stumble. I'm like, hold on a minute. I didn't even know that was there. Like, I didn't understand it, you know what I mean? Like, relax, everyone knows that, but even just, like a take it easy.
Yeah, the easy ones, yes. Like, when you know you do something wrong, like I'm a very clean individual, right, in some certain stances, but then sometimes when I just want to, like, you know, get dressed for the morning, I'll leave some clothes in, like, the closet or, like, by the bed, and I get yelled at for that. But also, when you equate it to food, like, I love eating food. I'm the type of guy that likes to cook my food and eat it before anything gets cleaned up. Well, that's a big issue in the DRS household at times. So when I do that, I'll come down. The wife will say something like this. Who made this mess in the sink? And I go, my daughter did. Like, not using the name. And then it immediately sets it off because she knows it was me. I know it was me, but I'll never admit to it. That's the way to keep a healthy, happy relationship going. Come on back with us. I promise we'll be talking football next. Get involved right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back at it here on Moneyline for a Tuesday afternoon and a hot Tuesday afternoon. It's Donnie and Kevin here in the afternoon, Sirius XM channel 159. If you want to get involved, you know how to do it. 844-843-6879. Some news from around the NFL today. Obviously, Roquan wants out of Chicago. Nothing is going right there. And did I see also another wide receiver go down for the Chicago Bears today? Now, the name is escaping me off the top of my head because they've had so many wide receivers already injured, but somebody was carted off the field, not being able to put any pressure on their leg. So you could probably scroll through a NFL timeline and find this as I'm trying to do here, but there's so many news and notes out here.
While you look for that, the thing with the Roquan Smith request that was pretty interesting is clearly, and this isn't a shot, occasionally you all can tell when I'm taking a shot at reporters, but Rappaport was speaking pretty directly with Roquan Smith. He posted a direct screenshot from Roquan's notes app and kind of went on to really lay out his issues with the Chicago Bears during these negotiations. It almost came off a little bit to me that, and I don't know how this read to you, but a little Juan Soto-esque maybe, that the Bears were kind of like, we will gladly lose you. This is the number we're willing to pay. If you take that, hooray for us, but if not, it's all good. We don't need you here, which is probably a big whiff for the Chicago Bears. Roquan, I want to say the 10th overall pick, somewhere in that top 15 range, though. You hit on a guy like that. Isn't the goal then to pay a guy like that?
But is it this new regime saying, well, we don't value linebackers like your last, you know, regime did at this point, which is always baffling to me. And the Eagles have always had this opinion for many, many years, and maybe it's starting to change where anybody can play linebacker. It doesn't matter what your height, speed, or weight is. Just throw a couple guys out there because they don't mean anything. It's all about the D-line. It's all about the safeties, and it's all about the cornerbacks. But if you're looking at a guy like Roquan Smith, who's been an absolute monster since he's been in the league, and the fact that your team stinks and you need all the playmakers on both sides of the football you can get, it's a big deal. And by the way, it was David Moore suffered a potentially serious injury and had to be carted off the practice field on Tuesday. So that six, I'm telling you right now, I don't know what Justin Fields is going to do. Maybe he just sits this one out because you know what? Hey, you know, when you're a rookie, like a fifth or sixth round pick, and the team's like, hey, no, you got a little bit of potential here. Wink, wink, your shoulder hurts, so we're going to IR you for the year. So it's like a stash. You get bigger and stronger, be around the team, and by next year you're able to compete for a job. We just don't want to lose you. I feel like that's the way Justin feels. Like, you know what? You guys aren't ready for me yet. Ouch, my shoulder hurts. Let me sit this one out. Because I don't know what he's getting out of the season. I don't, like, if there's any Bears fans out there that are listening, I would love to hear the amount of intrigue, let's just be nice, on this season for the Bears and being optimistic. I can't see a team, because we look at, like, the Texans, Kevin, like, they're going to stink, and Atlanta's going to stink, and who knows what we get out of Seattle and, you know, Carolina at this point. But for the Bears should not be in this predicament. They should be starting to evolve and get better. And it looks like, hey, we're cool with our quarterback taking a pounding this year and not improving and maybe getting into bad habits.
I think the worry sign is bad habits already developed from last year's awful regime. And no improve. Again, this is why on the early line and on money line, you heard praise, not slander, thrown towards the Jacksonville Jaguars in their overpaying shore, perhaps, of some talent to give Trevor Lawrence a chance. Does it feel like Justin Fields is really being afforded a chance here? The situation matters so much. Do you people out there think that Trey Lance is 40-1? 40. Not numbers up there with legitimate quarterbacks because of a lot of North Dakota State film, or because of the trust in the situation? If I right now drop Justin Fields into San Fran, he'd have the same MVP odds as Trey Lance, if not better. But he's going to get ruined here, it feels like.
Now, how about this, though? Here, feel me out on this. Justin Fields, Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, how's that sound?
You know, it's actually kind of funny you say that, though. Now, I know it's always like the slander point towards Hurts. It was interesting. You were pretty radio silent when Jalen Hurts threw that dime to A.J. Brown in practice.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little on the floor, but
no, it wasn't. It was a fantastic football between two defenders. Have a little bit of integrity. But there were a lot of Eagles fans I saw that were somewhat banging the drum for Justin Fields. They thought that would have been the right pick. The Eagles traded up, if memory serves, for Devonta Smith, and there were some Eagles fans going, oh my gosh, it's Justin. Yeah, because, one, that's how they operate, and just kind of being high on Justin Fields. But realistically, like, if Fields were to hit the market, right, I don't even know what the command would be. I would think a first-round pick, but again, here's the one thing I will tell you this right now. We are kind of in a deadlock at the quarterback position because we're so close to the start of the season. We are going to be doing a lot of changing places once again this offseason. A lot of jobs are on the line, I will say, going into this NFL season, I feel like, at the quarterback spot.
There is. And you know what's funny, too, because you can try to equate this to, like, cars coming off the lot. Like, Trey Lance, the 49ers basically gave up, like, three drafts almost. Essentially, it was they technically gave up three first-round draft picks and got one back. So, necessarily, it was really two. But, obviously, they give up their own first-round draft pick in that round to move up and then two more. Like, what does Trey Lance get on the open market now? Like, are people going, like, second-round pick, I'll give you. Do you see what I mean? Like, they gave up, like, drafts to get this guy, and he hasn't played yet, but it's like as soon as you draft him, he's no longer worth what you actually paid for him, which always makes me laugh. Because Trey Lance might take the NFL by storm over the next 10 years. Like, wow, that's why they drafted the guy. They were much smarter than anybody else by giving up. Because you remember the smoke screens, like, oh, it's Mac Jones. They're trading their whole draft pick for Mac Jones at this point, right? Which obviously wasn't the case. But I wonder, like, how good he's going to be and what it would be like. Hey, you know what? It's just not working out. We're keeping Jimmy Garoppolo around. Mm. And by the way, he's going to be on the market, like similar to Rosen out in Arizona. First round draft pick. What do you want him for? We can't give this guy away. Wait, you draft him in the first round. What do you mean? It's like a year later. Yeah, we can't give him away. Like, sticker price is already gone. I have high hopes for Justin Fields because I like the style that he can bring. The giant Cam Newton quarterback with a better arm and just as much talent, like an athletic ability. Let's see what he does. But then you say, hey, let me give you just a straight-up stank offense to try to work this out. I talk about it more and more, and it baffles me more and more. Because if I'm the ownership group, which, again, if anybody's ever heard me, Kevin, talk about, you know, Grandma Bear running the team and, you know, how do you pick your head coaches? And you say, oh, who do we hire? And then she takes her little, like, you know, pinches your cheek. Oh, he looks like such a kind boy that's going to be our coach. What are they doing in Chicago? I just can't understand it.
What feels like such a proud franchise, but at least such a proud fan base as well. Like, it should be a lot better. But again, like, we talk about the situation. If I told you right now Justin Fields is replacing Trey Lance, are you higher, lower, or just the exact same on the Niners? I feel like I'm the exact same.
Exact same.
Maybe a little bit higher.
Because I have a feeling, like, I haven't seen anything really. At least, like, Justin Fields was out here playing football last year, as you could see it, where you got some rare looks at Trey Lance. But I would, like, if we were coming into that draft and you said, okay, forget where these guys are going, who do you want, where do you want them to go? You know me. I'll say, man, if Fields can get to San Francisco, that's a lot of fun. And now he did, and then Trey Lance got there, and then there's probably tweets that I'd be like, you just killed this, Justin. Because I don't want to see it go down the way I had it prognosticated here, where I was like, man, if he goes to the Bears, that's just doom and gloom. And it was, and their coach got fired, which I was like, okay, that could work. Then you hire a defensive coordinator, you know, to come in for the football team, which I don't want to say it's a bad move, and now you're saying, okay, let me run the defense. Hey, guys, what's going on there in offense? Well, we don't have an offensive line, barely have a tight end, our wide receivers are all hurt, and they stink anyway. But everything else is going pretty good.
Other than that, things are doing just fine here in Chicago. Yeah, no, it doesn't. The vibes are better. And as we said yesterday, right, that 6.5 win total, I believe, was the number we referenced.
Yes.
And you were like,
plus 125.
Like, there were five teams last year that won four games. If the Bears are a bottom five team, you have to be under that number, if that's your belief. And that's what a lot of people are going to believe.
By the way, Kevin, Lions, 135 today.
What's 135?
It was plus 125 yesterday, more injuries, plus 135 today to the over for the Bears. Under is 160 juiced.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, do they have longer odds, not that either of them will, than the Lions in that division? Have the Lions completely jumped them now in that respect?
Let's see here. Let me just slide back. We'll go to conference winners. Let's see. Chicago Bears are plus 1,200. The Lions are plus 950.
Man.
They're getting lapped now.
Think about how bad that Lions team was last year.
There's some,
man, Hard Knocks is tonight, right? That Lions buzz is about to start.
I love it. I love it, too, because they were hype. I saw, like even Adam Schefter, like, you have to watch tonight because of, I guess, Aiden Hutchinson's Michael Jackson Beat It. Is he doing Beat It or what? I don't know. One of Michael Jackson's songs tonight. I guess he's going to do a song and a dance. But you're right about that. Like, you see running backs go up the charts. Ooh, maybe Jared Goff is a decent quarterback at this point. But I do think the superstar of this show, I think as we know it, is going to be their head coach at this point and their coaching staff as a whole.
Did you see the Jamal Williams trailer?
No, I didn't.
You can watch it during the break. He was crying the other day, breaking down the huddle. Getting excited about the Lions season, so Dan Campbell is warm.
No, hold on. What? He was crying like he tears, saying like how excited he was.
Yeah, you'll see it.
And that's by the way.
Yeah.
Like, if that's the way your coach operates, get in good with the guy. Like, you want to say, like, you try, like, Dan Campbell probably went home that night at dinner, told his wife and kids, like, you got to be kidding me, man. I had this kid out there, like, change my whole perspective on this team here. I mean, they're in it. They're buying in for me this year.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I love the fact that the Eagles get them game one, because if the Eagles lose that game in the city of Philadelphia, oh, my goodness. But if they route them again, like 44-6, whatever it was last year, that shows that the Eagles could be ready for a playoff run. Come on back with us right here on the grid. It's Tuesday afternoon, Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Bettors rejoice. Why is that? Well, preseason football starts in full this weekend, and we're here to provide you with coverage right here on the grid. Sonny Wrightside and Kevin Walsh. And the reason I wanted to bring that up is the Browns, Kevin, won't say if Deshaun Watson will play Friday night versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, this is usually one of those, you know, maybe angles that we used to like to play if you are a player in preseason football. One team already had a preseason game as their dress rehearsal. Nobody really played. Week number two, typically, you play a little bit more guys that week going against a team that hasn't played anybody just yet. Now, this is one thing I was starting to talk about 2 weeks ago. You know, when the suspension comes down, you can play in the preseason. Which means I know a lot of teams I've seen in the past where it's like, hey, I got to get this guy reps because he's not going to be around for weeks at a time. So let's see what he has on the football field. I mean, again, not starting and playing four quarters in the preseason. But if you were going to play this guy like one series, maybe you ramp it up to four or five in the first game. In the second game, maybe a half because you need him to get his timing down. And more so than ever, Deshaun Watson hasn't been on a football field for a long time. So maybe it's even more imperative. But they say they have a plan. To be honest, I would be shocked if in the first game he actually plays, to be honest with you. I would be. Are they ready for this yet? Like, I feel like the
Where
NFL
the
wants to come. I don't know here. Let me see. Let me go to games this week. All right, preseason games. Let's see what we got. So it's Friday night. Cleveland Browns at the Jacksonville Jaguars. So more likely they would rather have played him at home than right in front of their own crowd as opposed to on the road. But even without that, Kevin, like with the hype around it, even though it's a preseason game, people are ready to sink their teeth into it. Like, the NFL wouldn't just let this continue to play out. Like, oh, by the way, Deshaun's going to play the whole first half. It's still even though it's preseason, it's such a terrible look. It's such a bad look for the NFL.
But he's suspended, or regardless of the length of the suspension, he can play preseason?
Preseason and practice, yes, that's always been the way it is.
So the interesting thing is, there are a lot of quarterbacks, like Stafford's going to play zero preseason reps, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Kirk Cousins probably won't play any, right, because O'Connell's coming from that same staff. Joe Burrow probably won't play any. Deshaun Watson's like one of the quarterbacks that you're like, no, I need you to play in the preseason. Whether he's playing week one, week eight, week 12, zero, like, don't you kind of, as the Browns, like, yeah, you need to be out there, like, just see some level of live bullets going around? Like, we need you to remember to, like, what it's like to be sacked kind of here.
Yes. Taking real bullets out there, right? Oh, no, a real pass rush. Haven't seen that for 2 years.
It's football in a year.
Exactly. Like, you can't just parachute in on a Tuesday afternoon in week 11 and be like, you know what? Let's play, I don't know, the Rams this weekend. My timing is ready. It can't. And I know people are saying, like, hey, if they can just hold above water, you know, 4-4 and 3-3, he comes back. He comes back to what? Getting ready for the next month? And so, okay, now I'm comfortable. Yeah, you just went 1-3, though. So, oh, good. It's good now you're comfortable here.
Yeah, it's, man, I do not understand kind of, you kind of have to play him, don't you?
Yes.
Like, if you're the Browns,
do you play him in one, though? Like, when do you play the guy? Like, are they even thinking about, like, all right, well, PR team, get ready. He's going to be out there. Because usually the preseason broadcast in every city, they're lucky with this as well. You get your own home callers in there, right? Like, when the Eagles have a game or the Giants, you have, like, your local guys doing the game, which are hired, I believe, by the team to do the preseason games outside of, like, the ESPN or the national games. So they're not going to come in like, hey, look at this, Sean Watson. Yeah. Let's ask him questions about, you know, what's going on in the offseason. They're not going to do that. And by the way, also, did you know, Kevin, that he has not been up to the podium yet in the preseason, or should I say in training camp yet?
No surprise.
Yeah.
And I mean, by the way, let's just, you know, fast forward week 9. Let's pretend Deshaun Watson's, or not even, like, Deshaun Watson plays his first game week 7, right? Let's pretend that's the 6-game suspension. Yep. You think anybody in that first post-game presser is going to ask him about the football? No.
No.
No one's going to ask him about what just happened out there.
Unless it's is it a home game? No, they're on the road.
Yeah,
so usually, I assume your PR staff runs the post-game press conferences. So it's almost like you would have like 3 Browns guys lined up. But if you're anywhere, because again, any media, which Cleveland probably is pretty good media, it's a football rabid town. The first guy that asks a question isn't going to be like, hey, how'd it feel to be out there? To feel great? Like, they're not going to ask that.
No, let me ask you this now, right? Like, Is it in a contract that a quarterback has to do media? Like,
yes.
Is that like an NFL? Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because obviously it's not like every single player has to do media availability,
no.
Right?
No, they don't. But I believe it's quarterback, and I want to say head coaches, obviously. But during the week, I think the head coach has the advantage. He can say, if the coordinators want to talk as well, he can say no to that. But I do believe there is a mandate, as we like to say, for the quarterback to talk, at least during the week, or mandatory after the game. Yes.
Yeah. So that then makes for an interesting setup all of a sudden, because there's no
Exactly. Like you have
it.
Superstar quarterback like Tom Brady's. Guys don't want to feel like they're like, no, Tom. Tom talks every week. Why? Because he has to talk. He doesn't get up there and talk after a loss because he wants to tell the people they're going to practice harder. And, ugh, man, I can't believe I got to answer these questions. It's an absolute must the quarterback goes up to that podium.
The thing is, again, you and I have kind of touched on this notion a little bit that Watson might be a little delusional there. Like, he might be, like, caught off guard by the questions. Like, he might not be, why are they talking to me about this? Like, we just beat the Baltimore Ravens.
I just threw for three bills.
I guarantee you, he says, guys, I just want to talk football. Right? Like, that will be what he says.
I thought this was all behind us. Yeah, but you haven't talked yet to us. No. It's all behind us here, though.
Please.
It's been a long time.
It was a hard-fought game today. I just want to keep it football. Like, no one is going to ask him a football question. Somebody will, right? Because somebody in that room wants to be the person to ask a question And that happens, right? But
like Jimmy Haslam's like, man, who is that reporter? Like, hey, send that guy the next big story we have for covering for us here. But there's also going to be those national plants that like, hey, let's keep it. You know, there's a mandate
is
where
that
you
Sunday
can't.
Sunday Night Football? That game
know.
At Baltimore? Probably not. But if you're the NFL, like, do you like flex it out? Almost, but like, no.
I don't know. Deep down, they're like, hey, they love it.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like,
coming back, the intrigue.
Yeah.
Like, you want to put ratings on that game, particularly if like, the Browns, I mean, obviously, we don't think the Browns are going to have an unbelievable season for 7 games or 10 games, whatever, that they're starting quarterback. But let's just say, like, Lamar Jackson is on it, and Deshaun Watson is coming back, big rivalry game between the two. Yeah, they play right into that thing.
Yeah, NBC's like, you're not flexing a darn thing.
Yeah,
we've had our graphics.
Flex that out. Put the Jets in there.
Working on a bunch of different. Man, imagine that. You know how you love those ESPN Monday Night cartoon graphics?
Yes.
I mean, they got to be cooking up something with Watson, right?
Oh my! Somebody's about to get fired. They're cooking up something real good. That guy gets let go on Tuesday morning. We never see those graphics again.
Can you
picture it? Like, exactly. Like, all right, Deshaun Watson, and they show him like a spa. Oh my god! Like, it could be so good. Like, it'd be like, you know, the one towel gets thrown over the rack. It says before Deshaun Watson got here. The next towel goes over the rack.
Yep.
Deshaun Watson. Oh my goodness! They could have so much fun with that stuff. And I assume there's some pretty good Twitter sleuths out there with some good animating skills that can sort of mimic that, but they are usually fantastic. And you know, somebody in the back is like, you know what, I'm just gonna have a joke here. Let me spend a couple days working on this ridiculous graphic and see what my boss says. And then it leaks out, and the NFL's like, not too happy about this one.
We'll see. They're gonna have to figure something out here, though. Johnny, also, how have they done this again, though? Like, how are we still held up without news on a daily basis on Watson?
I don't know.
And
it's ambiguous. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't even know, like, which way it's going at this point. By the way, Roger Goodell's not going to hear it, but appointed this guy. Well, when is it? Expedited. What does that mean? Like, you didn't tell me, you didn't tell me that it was, like, next Tuesday we're going to hear this. Is this just going to sneak up on us? Like, we're doing the early line, and you look to your left or your right where your Twitter feed, and it's like, oh, here we go. Deshaun Watson's case was heard. It's a full-year suspension. Like,
right.
That's the way it feels like they're going to catch us.
I'm a little unclear on this. Let's just say they give them the full year. They have a chance to appeal, and what's that going to do, though?
I have no idea. Like, that's the greatest part.
Like, I think I saw something
federal court
that said even if they appeal because they've already accepted the 6-game suspension, like, because you know there's some people like, oh, he'll be out there week one then if they appeal. Like,
yes.
No, that's not a thing. Like,
because I think Zeke had that, didn't he, though? Like, it wasn't his similar?
Yeah, but
like, we're appealing this, and he played the first couple games?
Because they never accepted any of the suspension. Like, I think, I'm not positive, but I think because basically, like, the NFLPA accepted the 6, it's almost like,
I don't think they accepted it, though. Like, I think it was basically, we're going to accept whatever the judge says, but the NFL goes, no, we're not. So you're out in the appeals process, which basically throws that out. Like, they wouldn't be able to say, well, you accepted the 6. You're going to sit out anyway, and then we can up it to 12.
I think they might. I think they might. Well, because, Donnie, then at that rate, wouldn't you? We start to be talking about what happened, what Watson playing week one, right?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know where this goes. And, like, from an NFL perspective, again, we were just talking about, like, the preseason game. And could you have any juice on betting the Cleveland Browns because Deshaun Watson might get a quarter of football in, and that's better than anything, like, Jacksonville's backups will do? I get that. But what happens, like, the NFL game one, which you know, I mean, you're already talking about a great game because Baker Mayfield is down in Carolina. If Baker Mayfield wasn't in Carolina, nobody would care about that game one iota. Brown's going down to paste Sam Darnold and the, you know, Carolina Panthers at this point. But what is the NFL? Is that a hype machine? Like, oh, by the way, yeah, this guy eventually will be out for more than a year for his assault. But, oh, yeah, opening day, everybody have fun. And here's one of our marquee games. Deshaun Watson is playing today. Boy, they don't want to see that. They don't want to see that.
I'll tell you though, if that was Watson Baker, I mean, that it's like game of the week.
Yes.
Right? It's like the biggest point spread you would ever see on a game of the week, right? But it would be game of the week. It would be can't miss stuff.
Now, is Baker Mayfield in that game throwing a touchdown pass and like running down the sideline with the Browns? Yes.
Insanity.
Doing his little like, you know, insanity. Horse dance that he does and all that stuff. Oh my god.
Absolutely
goodness.
So. Absolutely so.
To Cleveland. We have any changes here in Cleveland? 8.5 plus 100 here is where we're sitting on the Browns regular season, which sounds about, I mean, what, 9.5, 10.5 if he was healthy. And I know some people are in that, it's like, they're going to stink anyway, no doubt about it. We don't really know the official, you know, or should I say the clarity on the suspensions that are coming up at this point, or at least the suspension numbers. And I would be interested to see also, like, Kareem Hunt. Like, running backs are viewed by NFL teams for the most part like a dime a dozen. I do get a kick out of, like, we talked about Miles Sanders this morning for the Eagles, but a couple beat writers saying he's having the best camp he's had, like explosiveness, but apparently the Eagles still don't like him here. Or, you know, you talk about Jacobs out there in Vegas. Boy, he looks really good, and, yeah, he's up for sale. Or, I love Kareem Hunt. Say, hey, by the way, I don't have any money left. I want to get paid. You're going to use me out this year. Yeah, get your butt in there, man. Because I don't even know if we're going to pay you at the end of the year. Yeah, we might just run you into the ground and set you free this year. So that's where our mind is focused at this point. It does make it kind of interesting.
It will be pretty cool. I don't know if cool is the right word, but I'd be open to almost like a second NFL trade deadline that we kind of seem to be flirting with here somewhat. Of like all these guys that are on the cut
moving
and whatnot. Yeah, I'd be into it. Even if it's just, you know, some running backs there, but we move Josh Jacobs. I'll tell you, though. You know, we have done a lot of this on the early line with the way different things are set up here, man. There are some guys that FanDuel posted numbers on, and there's already been news breaking where they're like, whoa, 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 we need to take that down. Like, there were full Miles Sanders numbers up, and they're like,
yes.
Never mind. Like, this guy's like RB7 on this football team.
Yep. Brutal stuff. By the way, also, Jets' Mekhi Becton down for the season with a knee injury. That is a devastating loss. And also, for JP, billionaire investor Mark Cuban says purchasing land in the metaverse is the dumbest blank ever. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On the grid, if you want to get involved in hour number two, you know how to do it. It's 844-843-6879. Teaser time, and yesterday hit the nail on the head. JP is like, you know what? Let's go Aaron Judge with a blast. First inning, second inning, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. No dice, but that's why they play nine. And Aaron Judge went yard in the top of the ninth inning yesterday to cash in that ticket. So today, where are we looking today, JP? Is this going to be another, you know, we hot on props? We going with a side total? What are we looking at here?
I'm going to another home run prop, and I'll give you guys the game, and you can pick
like
the player
it.
Again.
Oh,
I'm going
okay.
to the Red Sox-Braves game.
Ooh, okay. Let me pull up some notes here. So we'll go Red Sox and Braves in Boston.
I'm not even looking at numbers. I'm just thinking, like, what's JP's process here?
It's got to be. Oh, I got it.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's one guy with absolutely ridiculous splits that's a right-handed batter versus a lefty tonight.
Yeah, but you think JP has those handy?
I think so. I think he's smart enough to know this. Because you don't – this isn't a tough one again. Like, yesterday was Aaron Judge. Like, you know what? His numbers are ridiculous. It makes some sense anyway. Like, think about the Braves. Like, think about who DRS continues to say, this guy needs to be in the home run competition.
Oh, come on.
And I don't know why he's not. Because his numbers are even better than Aaron Judge's are for the last 30 days against whatever said pitching there is.
Right. All right. There we go. It sounds like Donnie.
I'm not giving it away yet. We're not giving it away.
Sorted out here.
Now, I might forget who I actually am going to pick here after the break, but that's the way. That's the way it goes. And by the way, quick, odds boost here tonight. Strikeout prop, Kevin. Musgrove, Ohtani, Cole, Urias. Each to get 6 Ks plus 350. How about that? Is that moving the needle at all?
Yeah, but why is it not
four people?
Four guys.
Four guys to get six or more, which I think six plus means they all have to get seven, but I could be wrong.
No.
You never know, people. All right, we'll be back top of the hour coming up right here on the grid. Stay tuned with us right after these words.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.